Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, July the 28th, 2010. I'm sitting here this morning having some coffee and I'm a little disgusted. As you may have heard, there has been quite an uproar over a bill passed here in Arizona called SB 1070. Yeah, it's an uproar not only here in the state, but across the United States and even in a number of other countries. Now, you know I don't like to get political on this blog, but I'm just amazed at what some preachers are saying. I guess if they use the name of Jesus to say or indicate that something is bad, well then, if you don't agree, then that makes you a heathen or something, or at least someone who doesn't respect Jesus. Give me a break. I'll tell you what I heard yesterday in just a minute, but let me say first that my dad was an immigrant. He came through Ellis Island. He became a citizen, and he served this country in the United States Army. And you know what? Millions have done it the right way for many, many, many years. Secondly, one of my dear friends is here legally from Mexico City. He works hard, pays his taxes, and he hopes to one day become a citizen of the United States. Now, I know from talking with him and others, the system, what it takes nowadays to go through the process of citizenship is so overloaded with bureaucratic red tape. I understand that. It's ridiculous, but that's the way it is right now. Thirdly, I've read the bill, SB 1070. By the way, the SB stands for Senate Bill, but it's only 17 pages long. Some of our leaders in Washington who have criticized it haven't even read it. And when you read it, you can see that the intent of SB 1070 is the enforcement of federal immigration laws that are already in place. It's simply the enforcement of those laws. And if you take the time to read it, you can see that what they're trying to stop is so much of the illegal acts being committed by illegal aliens. And these crimes are not only being committed in Arizona, but across the country as well. Drugs, gang activity, traffic accidents, robbery, kidnapping, murder, human smuggling. Yeah, we have a problem with that here, a really big problem. The smuggling of human beings for profit or commercial purpose. Disgusting, isn't it? Well, now we have some preachers who are using the Bible in speaking out against this bill. I heard it yesterday. Some very sincere person saying that when you get to heaven, are you ready for this? When you get to heaven, Jesus is going to ask you three questions. First, he's going to say, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was thirsty, did you offer me something to drink? And when I was an immigrant, did you take me in? What a stupid, asinine thing to say. Gee, have you ever seen the Statue of Liberty, you goofball? Oh, another preacher I heard yesterday said that, hey, since we're all going to heaven, that means here on earth we're all immigrants. Oh, my goodness. But do you get the picture? See, if you're not against this law, then you're against Jesus or against God. That's what they're really promoting. They do what they always do best, promote guilt and condemnation, misuse the scriptures, and transform the pulpit into a political soapbox. You know, I've lived here in Arizona for the last 18 years, and for 2.5 years back in the 70s. There is a major growing problem here in Arizona. And thank God there are some who are not afraid to take a stand for our country, for the citizens of this country. Did you know that there's a section of the United States in southern Arizona here with signs saying, do not enter, it's too dangerous? That's because of the drug lords taking over that part of the state of Arizona. Now listen, if that's not invasion, I don't know what is. So now we're going to have the preachers quoting, maybe I should say, misquoting the Bible to make their point. A bill that's designed to help bring some safety back to the citizens of this country. A bill that's going to see to it, or at least try to anyway, enforce the federal laws that are already written. And because of that, you're going to talk to me about Jesus. Boy, no wonder people are leaving the organized churches in droves. Is that the kind of spiritual food to feed the flock? Maybe they need to take a time out and go sit down and read the Bible. Maybe even read it twice. All right, I better stop or I'll end up on top of a soapbox too. Look, I understand love. Absolutely. We're to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have one for another." I believe this country, the United States of America, has shown great love to peoples all over the world. Absolutely. But you know something? When there's laws written, and I think it says somewhere in the Bible that laws are written for the lawless, but when there are laws, are we not as Christians supposed to uphold those laws? Absolutely. And if the laws are what we think are unfair or not right, then we elect representative officials to go and change the laws. But that's a whole nother topic. I'm not going to get into that this morning. I want to go back to my coffee. That's it for this podcast. Listen, if you have a comment you want to weigh in on this, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you'll get notified. You'll get a special notification every time something new is posted, so you don't need to bookmark the site or check back to see if I posted something new. Doesn't cost you anything to subscribe either, whether you're going to do that email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.